Yeah, we're going to have a testimony now from Kina. So would you like to welcome Kina?
Hi, everybody. I'm just going to share a little bit about what Route 61 did in my life. And when I did Route 61 the first time, I was probably really aware of some things that I needed to deal with in my life that I never had, but quite scared, to be honest, about those things. And the first few weeks, probably chose to focus on things that felt a little bit more distant. And it wasn't that those things weren't deep or difficult. And probably good for me to go through, but I knew that I was defending a little bit against what was actually going on in me. And when we came to the Forgiveness Week, so like what we did last week, there's some things in my life that were quite obvious that I was like, okay, well, I need to forgive these things. And I was sexually abused as a child, and so it wasn't a shallow kind of thing that had happened, but it was something that was really obvious to me that this is what I needed to do. And I probably was able to quite easily invite God into that, and I use easily in a strange way there, but in comparison to kind of what was behind that, and what was behind that was the choices that I had made in my life. So when I was a little bit older, and probably in some ways due to that, what had happened to me as a child, but kind of right before becoming a Christian, I'd been in a relationship that was quite abusive, but I'd made some choices that had led to me losing something that was very precious to me, and something that I knew I would never get back. And I knew at the time that it was the wrong choice to make, but I just didn't know what else to do. So we got to kind of around this time on Route 61, and I think everyone who knew me could tell that I felt really down on myself, and I would quite often be negative about who I was, and not really be able to understand that God truly loved me. And they would tell me things like, oh, but God loves you, and he cares about you, and he completely forgives you. And I would always think in my head, well, if you knew, you would never say that. And then I never really opened up in my small group either, because I didn't really know anyone. I was quite new in the church, and I was like, well, who are these people for me to kind of say these things to? But then one of the ministry times, my small group leader came and prayed with me, and I decided then to kind of tell her as an experiment, I think, a little bit, to see what would happen. And I was expecting her to kind of agree with me and say, yeah, actually, that is really bad. I can't believe you've done that. But let's pray about it and see what God can do. That was kind of what I was expecting, but she didn't. You know, she just hugged me, and she let me cry, and she didn't really say anything at all, and she kind of prayed for me, and then she left me to it. But that was a really important moment, because I finally opened up about it. And I guess, you know, then it was a journey to learn to forgive myself and to learn to receive God's love on that deeper level. And a journey that went on for months, much longer than Route 61. But it started there, and I guess I really want to encourage everyone here to let God get to that deep level. And, you know, there might be deep things that are more surface level, but you're holding, almost defending against that, what's really, really in your heart. So I just encourage you tonight to let God into that really deep place as well.